Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speed Jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks to Debbie Simon in Carpentersville for sending us a joke today, and Gary Lenz and Jeff Jaster of Arlington Heights, the future home of the Chicago Bears. We got
just
it.
Just waiting for that.
And also, what is it, Chelsea FC? That's the team that the Rickets are also going to buy. Susan in Shenoa, Kay Kalpowski of Valparaiso, Alex in Willowbrook, Jay Kellerhalls and Rich Trout, got your jokes. Russ in Midlothian, thank you. Steve Fortuna sent us a joke. Kim and Marengo and many more sent in jokes today. What do you call a masked man who smells really good? Cologne Ranger. What's the medical term for owning too many dogs? That would be a rover dose. Hey, Dave, we trained our dog to fetch a bottle of wine.
What kind of dog is that?
It's a Bordeaux Collie. I made a big mistake recently. I was driving over the border into Canada, and at the crossing, the border guard leaned into my window and asked me if I had any drugs or weapons, and I leaned back and said, "What do you need?" I was on the L, and this woman looked at me and said, "Every time I see you smile, I feel like inviting you over to my place." I said, "Are you single?" She said, "No, I'm a dentist." Remember when Putin didn't have any plans to invade Ukraine? I'm starting to think he was telling the truth. My friend works in a sideshow, Dave. He had to go to the doctor.
What for?
Sore throat. I pronounced the W too hard on that. Let's do that one again. My friend works in a sideshow, Dave. He had to go to the doctor.
What for?
Sore throat. I asked my wife to dress up as a nurse tonight to fulfill my lifelong fantasy of having health insurance. I'm just turning the page. I didn't think it was that funny. Why do dolphins live in salt water? Because pepper makes them sneeze. Hey, Dave, we recently joined a support group for people who talk a lot. Do you know what we call it?
No, what's that, John?
We call it On and On and On. Don't you miss Stephen Bishop a little bit? Every now and then we play these musical punchlines, and it makes me want to go back and listen to a little of the guy's stuff. By the way, in the movie Animal House, when I think it's John Belushi is coming down the steps of the fraternity, and they're having a party, and there's a guy there playing a guitar, and it's kind of soft music, and it's everything that John Belushi and the guys are not. He's kind of cool and debonair, serenading the women. Belushi just looks at it. He's not going to have that. He takes the guitar, smashes it to smithereens. That's Stephen Bishop. On those steps. My estimated probability of accuracy of that story, 74%, which is very high.
I'll back you up on that.
Ah, wait a minute. Listen to this.
Oh, then it just went up.
Oh, wait. It's done. If Bob Kessler says that's a true story. Bob, is that a true story?
I'm pretty sure it is. I haven't Googled it, but I've heard that before.
Sometimes the telling of a story is more important than the accuracy of a story. Don't look it up. Let's just live with that fact and pretend it's true.
Thank you.